Hello, everyone. Welcome to Nier. My name is Jay, your DM on this D&D actual play podcast original adventure thing. We've got a whole new cast this week, starting with
Amy, still playing Bijou, still a high elf glamour bard rogue.
My name's Chevy. I play Chase. He's an automobile of the Ford type.
Hi, my name is Daryl. I'm playing, I'm a new guy. Just kidding, I'm Andrew. I'm playing Reeve Vitevich Kolosevsky, the Paladin Hill Dwarf. It's all the same. Jay lied.
Hello, boys and girls. My name is Patricia. No, I'm just kidding. My name is Aaron, and I play Tatsu the Human Samurai. That's just the best different kind of voice.
Only Chevy is new, so... Last week, we left off with y'all gathering everyone and quickly escaping into the tree network out of fear of more yellow rain coming. Anyone need any more information, or are we feeling okay?
Is the rain yellow or just the clouds yellow? Because if the rain's been yellow this whole time, that totally changes everything.
The clouds are definitely yellow. Okay. You haven't actually seen the rain because you've been safe.
Good. Let's keep it that way.
All right. I would like everyone in the delivery service to roll a, I guess an Arcana check.
My favorite.
18.
What's my arc?
A 20.
A nat 20. Nat 20 as well.
Oh, no, wait. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. No. I have one arcana, so it was actually like a 19, not a nat 20.
A nat 20'd, like with a zero, so nat 20.
Chase rolled a 14.
Chase.
All right. Everyone but the automobile...
of the Ford variety.
As soon as you guys enter the tree network, y'all feel like almost like a feeling that you need to go back to the tower in Moon Lake.
We have all of these refugees with us, though, right?
I don't. You guys specified that you were taking the Seven Sons with you.
No, the whole point was that we rescue them to bring them to a safe place. So we would have gathered them all.
Okay, that sounds fair.
So we don't have a safe spot, do we? Unless
my cabin's not big enough.
Westwood. Wait, what is it?
Westworld.
Westwood is where where Harry's cabin was.
We can't go there.
I mean, they can chill in the woods.
They raided it, right? That's why we left it, because they like... Is that what happened?
No, we left. We just left.
You left Prine because it was raided. You left Westwood because...
We wanted to do
something. It was time to go. Yeah.
Yeah, so let's take them back to your cabin.
It's a lot of mouths to feed.
Don't worry, I can create food and water. It'll be okay.
Oh my goodness.
You'll have to be super fast, I think.
Yeah,
can they make their own shelter?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. Is Queely there? No, she's with us. What do we do with these people?
We I don't just, know these people.
Well, it's a long walk to the cabin anyway, and we don't have the time, so they should just, like, set up camp, like, around the tree,
probably. What if they die?
Well, then they could go back into the tree. Maybe teach one of them the password. And then that one person can lead everyone back into the tree.
What if that one person is the one that dies?
Well, you could do a backup.
Can they stay here?
In the void?
Can they chill in the void? Your dragon, like, lived here for 5 years or something, right?
Well, yeah.
As you guys are discussing all this, I'm looking at a tree and I'm just, like, walking towards it. Like, inside the
Do you know which one is the Moon Lake tree?
No, I just like the way this one looks. It's, like, kind of whispering to me, and I'm just, like, kind of following it like this.
That's my sex dungeon.
There's one that leads to a dragon, so...
I'm going to the tree. I'm just walking towards it.
Reeve, stop.
Y'all don't see one where he's going.
Oh, Reeve. Yeah. I see something and I'm walking
Reeve,
towards
stop.
It. I keep walking.
I'm going to go grab Reeve.
This is so annoying. They can stay in this void, but we got to feed them.
There's calling
nothing here. If Reeve would stop walking for 2 seconds, he could create food and water. Where are you going? Well, there's not even a tree there.
There's a tree right there. It's calling me.
I'm going to slap him, Cher style. Snap out of it!
I don't take it, and I don't like it. I what are you doing? There's a tree right here.
There's
look
not.
Look at this.
There's not. You're seeing things. Remember that one time a tree was talking to me and none of you heard it? Do you remember?
I do recall that, yeah.
Do you remember, Reeve?
No.
Yes, I do, but... This one's that's so real. Happening. Look at it. It's real.
I can't because it's not there.
Well, that's the Moon Lake one.
I want to continue to walk towards it.
Okay.
You know you're going to Moon Lake, right?
I'd like to give you all a glimpse of Bijou's inner life. And Bijou is really tired of herding cats. Bijou cares less and less.
I get to the tree that I see, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna touch it.
I'm gonna turn on my high beams and try and distract him.
I'm gonna touch it.
Y'all see Andrew, or y'all don't suddenly see Reeve disappear.
Oh, well, looks like there was something there after all.
Do I see them anymore?
No.
Where did I go?
We'll get there.
So Reeve just disappeared through a tree that none of us can see.
Yeah, I don't see it. I'll turn my high beams off and start rolling over there.
Well, I guess we better make it quick, whatever we need to do, because all the people are in here with no food and Reeve's gone. So... I feel like we should go to Moon Lake and see what they've got for us, because I don't think we can get him back.
Well, Moon Lake... Oh, wow. Okay, so you're just going to ban him.
Like, I feel like...
I'm not going to do that.
No, no,
The Moon Lake tree is right there. Ma'am, Moon Lake tree is right there.
If you ma'am me, I'm going to slap you in the face.
I respect that. I'm going to drive over there. You take all those people to Moon Lake since you keep talking about it.
We have to take all of them?
No, because Moon Lake
fell.
No, yes, it's completely surrounded. Last time I went, it's not a safe place. We don't want these people going there.
They can just chill. Just chill, everyone.
I'm going to leave them my rations. You all have 5 days' rations, because apparently Bijou doesn't really eat.
I just hoard food.
Bijou photosynthesizes, so Bijou's going to leave all of their food with these people. Make it last. Don't know when we'll be back.
Don't leave, because you might not be able to get back in.
Yeah, don't touch any trees whatsoever.
Yeah, especially not in that direction.
Don't touch anything that is just not a tree, as we saw Reeve do.
Yeah, how about just don't touch any of it?
Yes.
Don't touch Timothy or Sean either. Well, they might like it, but you know.
Roman speaks up. She says, "I'll protect them."
All right, I respect that, and I'm going to shift into second gear.
Dragons. Well, I guess these are my people, so I'll protect them too.
Dragons come first.
All right, Roman. You're thanks right. so much.
All right. Where so are y'all going?
Harry, yes. what do we do? Reeve is gone.
I'm shifting into second gear and I'm heading over to this empty area where I thought I saw Reeve disappear.
I feel like he chose to left, so he has to like choose to come back somehow.
We don't know any. We don't know anything about this. We have exactly. no idea.
Zero clues. So
roll a percentage die, Harry.
Oh, percentage! Goodness.
Is this the episode where we all just die?
Do you want just tens, or do you want me to do the singles as well here?
The singles as well, buddy.
67. So close.
All right. You roll around in the void. You don't notice anything.
Oh, not like a roll, like I'm rolling. Okay.
Well, I mean like your wheels are rolling, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I thought I was worried about like my mirrors and shit. Okay.
If someone just finds this episode as the first one, they're going to be very confused.
It's like, there's a car?
Not in my fantasy world.
Maybe they would think we're a Knight Rider version.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to make a second pass because I got to come back anyway.
Just make a U-turn?
Yeah, and I'm going to turn on my high beams this time.
Use a turn signal.
No, it's too late. I already turned.
What is Harry's version of high beams?
They're high beams. They're the same ones that I was flashing to him before he disappeared.
Okay.
So I'm thinking they activated it, you know?
All right. Well, you rejoin all your friends.
You didn't even let me roll. It was a 7. All right. Everybody, I don't know where he went. Well, I didn't see anything.
Should we do like a check of some, like a perception check? Would something help?
Yeah, cool. Like, you know, what are you feeling? You think it was magical?
Probably. I don't know.
In a magical void.
Yeah, I feel like that's useless. It would have to be like a 20. I'm just
going
to do a perception check and hope it turns up something.
Are you looking for anything specific or just kind of general?
Reeve effed off to, but it's a 7, so.
Wait, maybe it's just invisible. Reeve!
Do I hear them?
Reeve?
I can't see them. Nothing?
No.
All right.
Reeve?
Chirp.
Say something if you can hear us.
Chirp.
I'm going to pull a rock out of my pocket, and I'm going to throw the rock over in that general direction.
Roll a percentage die.
Yes. It's going to hit him. I know it. 73.
It just,
wait, wasn't I?
It just goes off and clamors against the empty void, and it doesn't really make a sound because you're in a magical void.
Yeah. Shit. That was my favorite rock. I'm going to go pick it up while you guys figure out what you want to do.
That was my favorite paladin. How do you think I feel?
Oh, I miss the guy, too.
To be fair, he's the only paladin I know. So,
Isn't his brother around? Can't he help?
He's not a paladin.
Jerron, is this something you do? I
trained in the art of clerisy.
Jerron, have you ever disappeared randomly? Is that like a mountain dwarf thing or a hill dwarf thing? Excuse me.
Not that I am aware of. I didn't. No, I've never disappeared to my knowledge.
Hold on a second. I'm going to stand over there and I'm going to try to listen. Like, okay. I'm going to stand right where Reeve was and I'm going to listen to see if I hear like the whispery voice I heard the last time something hinky was going on.
Something hinky's going on.
Okay. Just kind of like want to roll a percentage die.
So that was hoping you were going to say. All right. Let's not roll the 60s or 70s because we've already done that.
No, you want to roll higher.
Or lower.
No, I rolled the 3 or the
well,
7.
Well, it's a 47, so.
That's.
You don't detect anything.
When I pick up my rock and I'm walking back, I'm not doing anything. I'm just walking back, actually.
Well, if this is just going to start happening to us, then so be it.
Yeah, he's gone.
I mean, I can't be expected to just change all my plans for the day just because one of us has disappeared. Let's go to Moon Lake.
Whoa. We discussed somewhere besides Moon Lake. I'm fine with leaving because it's getting creepy in here. People are just disappearing and shit.
Right, but, well, I kind of wanted to go to Moon Lake to see if we could contact them in the tower because I think we need some magical people.
Yeah, we should bring them here. They can get him.
Yeah.
Get him back out.
They can do the whole, like...
From the mystery pocket.
Space-time thing.
Okay.
I mean, what else do you want to do, Harry?
No, I have nothing. I was just agreeing.
Okay. All right. Well, which one's the Moon Lake tree?
Go ahead and get in the back seat. I'll take you.
All right. I buckle my seatbelt.
What the hell's going on?
Oh, you don't know because you're gone. And we're driving to the tree.
Is it a convertible?
No.
Is it a Model T?
Oh, wait, what is it?
No. Oh, my God.
Is it a Ford Bronco?
We're not discussing. That was a good guess.
Is it one of those station wagons?
What does it look like?
Is it green? Is it brown?
We're past this. You guys missed the episode where I described my character, so we're moving on.
Okay.
I know you have a few trees in Moon Lake.
Yeah, Harry. We're doing the one closest to the actual building. I don't remember what
no,
it was called.
No. No.
What?
We need like the most hidden tree, even if it's the one that's in the werewolf woods. We need
there are
a
like
tree that's
seven in there.
Okay,
there, you, the just, you pick one. It's those over there.
Yeah,
the
there's
creepy
a
looking
lot.
Ones.
Yeah, the closest one to the magic tower that's still hidden,
there's
so that
one
we can
at,
sneak up on it.
There's
okay,
one at,
it's that one.
Like the base of the mountain.
Let's go.
All right. Enough said. Let's go. All right.
Y'all taco on over. Reeve, you kind of like roll out of this tree. And all of a sudden, all around you, you see varying colors of grays and browns, little fluffy creatures rolling around. Kind of like, wee wee, wee wee, wee wee, wee wee, wee wee, wee wee.
I look at them and I go, well, you look like someone I know.
And then a little tiny gray one comes out and is like, me, 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 me.
And do I recognize this one?
Yeah. I mean, assuming you were good friends with it. I don't know.
Ralph, is that you?
Me, 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 me.
I hold my hand out. And try to let him like hop up on my hand.
He goes up and kind of like sniffs you a little bit and then gives you a little bite, but it's not a hard one. It's just like a little like, I acknowledge you, but I'm not going to roll on your hand.
Not oh, okay. A skin breaker.
Gotcha. Ralph, where have you been? Where have you been?
So as you kind of like are in the environment and you start to look around, you look behind you and you see like the tree that you came in from kind of starts to like shrivel up and wither down to like, it starts to look like a dead, like almost like if Charlie Brown were to pick one of these magical trees, it would look like that one.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden you kind of start to take in your surroundings more and you notice you're in the tower in Moon Lake. And you see the three elder elves that you've talked to before all come down. They say, Reeve, You actually got the message that we were trying to send?
That was you talking to me?
We've been trying for a long time. You see our new friends that we've met through the tree system.
Yeah, see this one right here, this gray, fluffy, friendly looking one, and they all look the same probably, right?
Well, hey now. That's offensive.
That's racist.
Sorry.
We don't deserve their help.
I just kind of pat Ralph. And like, me and him have been through so much together.
Ralph gives you kind of like the weird side eyes up at you.
But
like,
doesn't have eyes, does he? Can you see his eyes?
Oh, he definitely has eyes. That's like all you can see.
Oh, I know him so well.
He shakes his round body a little bit. Goes,
Were you trying to talk to me before?
We've been trying to reach you all for a long time, but it takes so much magic and so much energy to keep our tree alive at this point. After all of the trees died previously, I'm sure you all experienced that as well.
The one I came in on, it shriveled up and doesn't look very good. I hope that wasn't my fault.
Oh no, that was... We used all the magic that we could to keep the portal open, but it will probably be a few days before we can open it back up again.
My friends, they're still in the like in-between zone. I don't know what you call it.
Oh, that's what we've been calling it.
Oh, you've been called. Oh, okay. Yes. The technical term, yes.
The in-between zone, yes.
Are they? Do you know where they are? Can I get back to them?
Like I said, we are not able to. Since this tree originally died, we've been able to do some studies, and we've, with the help of our new friends here, we've been able to manipulate some of the magic used for the portal. But as you may have already known, they don't speak any sort of language, so it's been very difficult to communicate, which is why it's taken us so long to get in touch with all of you.
I see. Well, why were you calling me? What did you need?
Let's retire to the council room and we'll discuss it. Do you think your friends will... Do you know if any of them got our message?
I was the only one that could even see the tree, so I don't know. I mean, do I still have the button? Can I use the button at all?
Oh, right, the button.
Can I use it?
Do you guys still have the button?
We still got the button.
No, we don't use them anymore because they were being tracked.
They're infiltrated. Yeah.
They're listening to us, so I have them.
I'm going to use... I don't know how... Oh, it doesn't... No, no, that won't work. I'm just going to follow them down to where they want to go.
All right. Cut back to the other three. What are y'all doing?
All right.
You emerge through your tree in the mountains. Did you say it was in the southern tip?
Yeah, the like base of the mountains. I mean, it honestly looks like on that picture of where all the trees are, it looks like someone just went tap, 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 tap. But there was one dot.
Yeah, it was Ian. He did that.
Right. So there was one dot at like the base of the southern mountain. So it's like literally right on the edge. And then it's the closest to the tower.
I'm familiar.
Oh, okay.
So it's like the base of the mountain. So like there's probably like trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a tree line. You come out into a forest. That's very dark. And the tree canopy has blocked out the moonlight shining through.
Can we see the tower?
No, you can't see the tower for the trees.
All right.
Or whatever the saying is. Harry, what it?
Great, sorry. Or darkness.
Harry, which way is the tower?
Chase is going to point out that it's that way.
Okay. I'm going to sneak ahead. Like, stay like 60 feet behind me. I'll scout it out a little bit.
What time of day is it? Because I don't have night vision.
Yeah, it's neither does Tatsuo, so that won't. It's not great.
I have. I'm going to cast Mantle of Inspiration. And that gives me a wondrous appearance, and I'm going to glow.
Oh, okay. We could follow that.
So I'm just going to do like a faint glow. Like, I'm not going to go full wondrous. I'm just going to go like almost wondrous and try to be like the dim moonlight.
Like B-level celebrity?
Wondrous in my subtlety. So very, very dim glow, but they can at least see me. And I'm going to sneak ahead in the direction that Harry pointed until I can see a tower, or I'm going to just try to listen and be aware of my surroundings to make sure we don't get snuck up on.
Yeah, can we do a perception check? Because I don't know anything about this place, really. Last time we knew it was, like, taken over, so...
Mm-hmm.
Perception check. Again, let's hope it's not a 7. Again. Okay. It was a 1. So, 2.
While you're trying to look around for things, you walk right into a tree.
Great, love it. Perfect.
I'm gonna keep walking, I'm not...
Tatsuo, this way. Stop playing around.
Yeah. I could turn on my high beams.
And then everyone would know we were there.
Exactly. But now we got to wander in the dark. So I'm going to keep wandering in the dark.
Yeah, what do I see, like, as I'm going that direction towards the tower?
So using your... roll a nature check.
Okay. Let's see. 10.
All right. You kind of know from your, like some training that you've done, you get the feeling that you're heading to the south, but you're not like 100% sure about it. As you go, you are kind of just, you're passing through this forest. You don't notice any strange sounds or anything like that.
How tall are the trees?
Very.
Was this the same forest that had the spiders?
Mm-hmm.
All right, not doing that. I'm going to try and climb up and see if she could see anything.
I mean, I could turn into an owl, but I could tell you right now, I have very great directional awareness, and we're still going the right way.
As you guys are walking through, you kind of stumble upon this like long root or branch that has been sticking out across the path. Like, there's definitely a path.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a long branch that's laying across that you stumble over.
Ugh. Cuss words. I kind of trip on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna keep walking.
Okay.
Does it like grab me or anything? Does it move?
No.
I'm just gonna tell it, you stay there. And keep going. But
wait, was it moving? Like at some point?
I'm sure it just grabbed me because I don't trip ever. And I just tripped. So it must be an enchanted tree.
I'm gonna touch it, and I'm gonna speak to it.
Mm-hmm.
Say, "Hey, buddy, what's going on here? Where are you headed?"
You can kind of feel it, kind of like.
Ew.
Okay.
And as you look down, you kind of see it's like an offshooting branch of this old log that's on the side of the path, and. I mean, there's not a whole lot of moonlight, but from the shadow from from Bijou and the little light there is. Almost looks like there's kind of a face in the log. Yeah, that's what you see.
I'll be right back. And I'm gonna head straight over to that face.
All right.
Tato follows. Okay. Bijou is ahead of us at this point.
Well, that's why I yelled out.
We gathered by the root.
Okay. All right.
So I'm waiting by the root.
Yeah, Harry. That's fine. Yeah. I'll be back. Give me five.
Tato doesn't. Tato follows.
It's fine. Yeah. I'm gonna gently, with the back of my hand, touch his cheek.
Never seen a car with a hand before.
It's my mirror. I was just trying to, you know.
They call them smart cars.
As you do that, you kind of see what looked like it was like a sleeping kind of like stoic face. The eyes kind of like slowly open up. Who's there?
Well, it's Chase. You know me.
Who? I know no Chase.
Oh, well. I'm somewhat of a man of the wilderness.
Have you come to finish what you started?
Well, it depends on what you think I started, because I might not have started it. It might have been my buddy Harry.
The slaughter of me and my people. The treants of the forest.
Oh, I have done no such thing. But I would like to take it out on those who have been attacking you. What do they look like?
I can feel my roots drying. My time here is not much longer.
Bijou, get some water, damn it!
All right. Do I see any water?
Roll a perception check.
Okay.
This log seems fresh. It's got water in it.
Just a minute. Let's see. That's going to be a 17.
Yeah, you see some little puddles kind of scattered throughout. Looks like it recently rained.
Hold on. I'm going to, scoop some into my water skin. So it's a little muddy, but I hope it'll do. So I bring, a water skin worth of water. And I run it over to Harry.
I'm all shaky as I go to grab it.
I hope you don't need to drink flustered. That. It's a little dirty.
No, that's the way I like it.
Oh, great.
Okay, where do you want this? Where you okay? Open your mouth.
Who are you talking to?
That's not important right now.
You kind of see that this part of this log is basically just like a head, almost like it's been chopped. You can see cut lines and some burn marks and such, kind of at the base of where it's. Almost of where the face is.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like wounded?
Yeah, I don't know. I almost want to do...
Like when you pick a flower, the flower stays alive for a little bit, but it's not... really alive, you know what I mean? It's not gonna.
I'm still gonna pour the water at least underneath him.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do entangle, I guess, because actually,
I was gonna ask if you still had spells from the last fight, but then I remembered you did nothing in the last fight.
Yeah. I'm ready to go. I have no damage, nothing. Bijou, I don't recall. Can you heal at all?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you So you see this? It looks like a face. It's actually a face.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in. He's pretty handsome. But he's not doing too hot, so I'd like to see if you could try and heal my ant over here.
Oh, sure. Did you ask him first? Like, he won't mind if I cast a spell on him. I'm real big on consent, you know.
Yeah, my friend here would like to help you out.
What do you say?
We're waiting.
I do not need help from the mortals of this land. My time is over.
My goodness. He's giving up, guys. He's quitting on us.
Wait, so does he want me to heal him?
No. I don't think you can help him much. What can I do for you?
Take stewardship of the forest.
Oh, God.
There's still some young tree ants who were able to escape. They can rebuild, but if they die, this whole forest and all the magic inside it will perish.
I don't like the sound of that. Where did they go? How can I find them? Because you were pretty hidden.
I do not know where they went. It will take a long time to track them all down. You should probably do whatever you were doing first and then circle back.
You will not deter me from this. This is my new... This is my life's dedication.
What did he say, Harry? You have like a whole conversation with him?
He said that the fate of all of our lives is riding on us finding his siblings and his other people, or this whole planet's doomed.
You know what? The planet is already doomed, and probably the horrible rain isn't doing him any favors, so let's work on that first.
Well, I think they're tied together.
Yeah, I think so too. So let's keep going. Tell him it was nice to meet him.
Hope you're not dead by the time we make it back over here.
Hope you don't die.
You take that back. He's on his way out, okay? I don't need him to suffer longer than he already has.
I'm just going to walk further down the path now.
Yeah, Tatsu feels very awkward about all of it.
They wouldn't listen to me. I'm sorry. I tried to save you here and now.
One more thing.
I think the cause is more important. Oh, okay.
For me, Scrub Willow.
Oh, I knew you were going to ask that.
Please take vengeance for me.
Yeah.
On the little people.
Oh.
Who chop? Well, you're all little to me.
Yeah, I was going to say. Come on.
But these ones were very little.
Good thing I'm not there. People be throwing shade at me.
Who just crashed our Zoom call?
Yeah, who the hell is that?
The young gray mortals.
Oh, they're gray. Okay. All right.
They all wore gray.
Yeah.
And they destroyed me and my family. Elm Limb. Juniper Splint. Dwarf Mabel. They all burned.
Okay. Oh, those are the dead ones. Okay.
Please avenge our tribe.
Okay. And then Pet Willow. All right. Pet Willow. Okay. All right. Hey. I'm going to actually take one of the seeds and I'm going to plop it in his mouth. And pour some water down there.
What is this? Cannibalism?
Oh, jeez Louise.
What have you done to me?
You'll be all right.
Burn me now before I can digest. I must not photosynthesize those of my own kind.
I gotta walk away.
Yeah, good thing Cosmo can't hear it.
I die with shame.
Oh my god, you're the worst. Is that an alignment shift for Chase? No.
I didn't think he'd react like that.
Well, he asked you to stop.
I can't. It's gone now. I dropped
That's why
it.
You
I'm
always gonna ask.
I'll
consent.
Shove my arm back in there, and I'm gonna go looking for it. I thought the man was dead. I thought he was dead. He's been saying goodbye for 20 minutes now.
That was awkward nonsense.
I was like, let's grow a new tree where this tree died. You're still alive.
Now he'll never join in the afterlife his children, Jennifer Branch and Chad Willow.
And Dorf Mabel.
Are you sure it was maple? You know, like the tree?
Really?
I thought it was Mabel.
So Mishi's like 60 feet down the path. I'm just like waiting for them to notice and like catch up.
Well, Tazmo followed Mishi a while ago. Just can't take that crap anymore.
Harry comes up behind you guys with tears rolling into his beard.
I'm crying, man. I didn't know. Did another tree grow, or did it just...
No, you just ruined his death.
Well, you've sent him to the Ent version of hell.
Oh, yeah. I can't win them all.
He's going to come back and haunt you from Ent hell.
Well, it's, you know... Good thing I'm Chevy today.
So we're continuing down the path.
Yep.
Yeah.
Walking speedy quick. Away from all that.
Eventually, you all come to a clearing, and you can see the tower ahead of you in the distance. And the light from the moon just barely a few days after the full moon, or I guess a couple days, is illuminating the land. And you see the ruined buildings that used to stand around the lake. The only thing that's really left standing the way you remember it is the tower in the middle.
Do I see any soldiers or any movement of people guarding the tower?
Yeah, you're quite far away still, but you can kind of see campfires illuminating different patches around the tower. The tower's in the middle of the lake, right? And so, like, there's a bridge that goes over it. You're not close enough to really see the details of all that, but from your memory, there was a bridge from the mainland across the lake to the tower. Mm-hmm. And from where you can kind of see the fires spring up, it seems like they're all outside of the lake. Like nothing has really kind of gone over the bridge.
Can I sneak to where I'm can I sneak to where I'm 485 feet away from the tower?
Sure.
Do you need me to roll stealth for that?
Yes.
Okay. That's going to be 16.
All right. Sure. You can do it.
Okay. I'm now going to dimension door into the tower.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait. We haven't rested from the battle, right?
No.
Okay, never mind. I can't. Scratch all that. I can't dimension door. I don't have my spells back.
Okay. Thank goodness. You were just going to abandon us.
All right. So how many campfires and how many people? So I'm going to get closer so I can try to assess the situation. How many campfires, how many people? And is there like a path to the tower to where I could possibly sneak?
You detect about 9 campfires from roll a perception check.
Okay. 16.
Okay. So these are all around the lake, which is in like, which has about a diameter of like 200 feet. Like it would be for, to cross from one side of the lake, if you're going straight across to the other, it would be about 200 feet. So you see fires kind of spread all around. It's not, they're not all super close together, but you do definitely see one right where the bridge is. And from where you are, you can see again that there doesn't seem to be anything that's gone into like towards the actual tower. There's no light coming from the tower at all. It's just these kind of campfires sporadically set all up. And from the one, the campfire closest to you, you can detect, about five figures kind of going around it, either like sitting down or pacing or.
And are they in the gray uniforms?
You can't really tell because they're too far away. You can just kind of see their silhouettes moving around from the campfires. Sure.
Can I get closer to see if they're in uniform?
Yeah.
Okay.
They are.
Okay. I'm going to sneak back into the woods where Tatsu and Hare and, excuse me, Chase are. And I'm going to fill them in on everything I saw. So I don't know how we're going to get in because the tower is surrounded. But it doesn't even look like the lights are on. I mean, they wouldn't need lights on, I guess, if they're all elves, but... Is there a way we could cause a distraction? To get them away from the tower, or...
Or I could, you know, become a bird and just fly into the tower.
Do that.
I'd be like, hey, is anybody home? And then come back out.
That's a great idea.
Because I have 31...
What are hit points?
Up. Right, pretty banged up from that last fight.
Oh.
Like, yes. I would say...
Tatsu hasn't really shown it, but she's been hiding a limp this whole time.
Mm. All right, Harry. Mm. I mean, Chase. go check it out. We'll just wait here.
All right, sounds good. I'll just do an owl. Owl seems legit. Did you see any open windows by any chance?
Are you an owl already?
No, not yet.
I can't tell because there's no lights on, so I'm not even sure where the windows are at this point. The campfires in front of the tower are making it hard for me to see past the tower.
On the plus side, owls certainly would have good night vision.
I'm aware. I just wanted to know whether or not one of those windows was open before I chose the bird of choice. But I will stick to my small bird. And yeah, I'm going to become an owl, and I'm going to head towards the tower, not going towards the front. I do have a pretty good eyesight, so I mean, I'll just keep, just so I can see them. You know, just kind of scope it out, but also heading for the tower.
Oh, wow, that car just turned into an owl.
Shh, we're trying to be sneaky.
Wow.
What's your AC as an owl?
You're going to make me go get that sheet. Yeah, all right, hold on.
You can Google it.
It's got to be like 5.
Let me look it up.
2. Just feathers.
What happens if his animal... dies?
11. Well, he'll turn back into Harry.
Okay, so he would just like fall.
I'm gonna watch as best as I can.
It's 11. I don't know if you heard me, but it's 11. Hold on, let me tell you in a sec. Let me get this on. It's 11, but let me get my headset on so I can hear myself say it. AC of 11.
Okay. Well.
And I have, hold on.
Looks like you have 1 hit point.
Well, hold on. I have dark vision up to 120 feet. Can they see me 120 feet away? Yeah, but that's a son of a
you liar. Get hit by two arrows while with a cloud. You see 9 arrows in all come at you, and 2 of them hit. I'm assuming.
Oh shoot!
You so you turn into Harry if you lose all the hit points for your animal, right?
Yeah.
So you turn into Harry right above the lake and start falling, and there's a huge splash as you hit the water.
God.
Okay.
Well, it's a good thing I can turn into a large catfish.
You're going to really make them go fishing in this blood water with like harpoons to try to kill
if you? If I f***ing have to. I'm going to start swimming, not as a catfish, but as Harry, towards the far side of the lake, and wait to see if they see me and continue to shoot.
Towards if the I've far been, side of the lake? Like towards the outside?
Away from the arrows.
I have a question.
The arrows are coming from the outside.
Outside of the lake?
Yeah. You have to swim towards the tower. Maybe there's a sewer you can swim through and get in through the grate.
There should be. There should be. Because people need to poo.
True.
You definitely would have known they were coming from around the outside of the lake.
So they're on the other side of the lake away from the tower. So if I swim towards the tower, I'm swimming away from them.
Correct.
I have a question.
Yeah, I'm going to continue heading towards the tower. What's your question, ma'am?
So since the camp, are the camps under the cover of the woods or not?
No.
So Tatsuo's vision would be improved as they would be under the moonlight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And from Tatsuo and Bijou, roll perception checks, please.
Gotcha. 16.
Well, I've shit the bed on both of these, so.
At least you're honest.
Yep, 3. So, great.
Bijou, you can kind of hear, like, some surprised shouting from around the lake. It's hard to make out exactly what they're saying, but you can hear, like, bird? Man? What's going on?
And we couldn't have seen, I mean, even if I have dark vision, I was probably too far away to see Harry fall, right?
Or did I mean, you would have definitely heard, woohoo, woohoo, and then you would have heard like, and then you would have heard a huge splash.
Okay. I'm going to like try to encourage Tatsuo to like keep laying low.
Well, so since we're in the tree line, what if I shot some arrows and then kind of like rolled around really quick and sneaky like, so it seemed like they were coming from more than one direction, and maybe we could take out some of the ones while they're all distracted toward the tower. We could take out some of the ones over here.
All right. I'm going to climb a tree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tatsuo is going to do that plan.
I'm going to get some my bracer flying daggers ready to throw a couple after Tatsuo gets in place.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure I'm at a totally different tree area than Tatsuo so that we're not in the same spot.
And I'm going to go ahead and activate fighting spirit.
Well, hold on. Because we're going to end this episode here and we're going to pick up with all this adventure next time. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Shoulder.
Cats.
Radio.
Ah! .com.